designing and locating distribution centers. The work completed in distribution centers, DCs, is now often much more complex than it used to be. Historically, a DC received a pallet, stored it, broke it down into orders, and then shipped the orders out. Many DCs continue to operate in this role, but even these may include complexities such as enabling cross-docking, receiving an immediate order, picking and distribution without storage. Design of many DCs now needs to accommodate complex value-added tasks and manufacturing requirements, such as for assemble to order, which uses modules to postpone assembly until orders arrive. Value-added tasks could be simple, such as repackaging product into smaller or larger units, or providing location-specific labeling and price marking. Or they could be complex, such as final assembly of modules, or customizing hardware or software configurations to customer specifications. Some DCs, such as those that serve the automotive industry, are even producing some assemblies and delivering them in milk runs, a regular route of deliveries with several stops, and may even stock the materials at the required work centers on the assembly line. Changes such as these are requiring many DCs to rework their layouts to integrate final assembly layout techniques. This impacts space, equipment, material, and worker requirements. The steps to custom design a distribution center are as follows. Design a layout. Define process requirements and flowchart the sequence of material handling and processing steps. Volume requirements also are considered. Refine the layout. Distribution centers can have from conventional to fully automated materials handling and production processes. The relative level of automation is determined for the optimum layout. Simulate the process. Use computer simulation to test the system design, throughput volumes, and functions / systems integration. Designing a distribution center that functions more like a manufacturing plant requires thorough planning, starting with conventional flowcharting and going all the way to computer modeling to get the layout just right. Number of distribution centers. Organizations need to take many factors into consideration when determining the right number of DCs. In general, having more DCs reduces delivery lead time and transportation cost due to the shorter distances that final delivery vehicles need to travel. However, adding DCs increases fixed costs and overall inventory levels, so organizations want the fewest DCs that will still provide the targeted levels of availability and/or delivery lead time. Adding DCs servicing a particular market without improving the level of customer service and/or reducing total costs is merely an increase in logistics cost with no benefit. Methods used to determine how many and where DCs are needed to provide a targeted customer service level at the least cost include simulation, heuristic procedures, and the branch and bound approach. Simulation. The simulation method uses trial and error. The fixed plus variable costs of serving each customer demand point are plotted for a single DC, for example, Chicago, selected at random. Then two DCs are selected, for example, Chicago and Indianapolis, and the total cost is plotted and so on, such as is shown in Exhibit 7-8. The analysis can be repeated for other combinations of locations and numbers of DCs. Exhibit 7-8, simulation method, heuristic procedures. Heuristic, for example, experimentation. Procedures can help select the number and locations of DCs. For example, the add-and-drop approach begins by finding one DC that would serve all customers at the least total cost. Then a 2DC model is considered. Two specific locations that would best serve the market are selected, and this total cost is determined. The process is repeated with more DCs in specific locations and stops when the total costs start increasing. Branch and bound approach. Simulation and heuristic procedures involve trial and error, and so do not guarantee an optimal solution. The branch and bound approach, also called a tree search, can determine the optimal solution mathematically. In this method, even fixed costs are treated as variable costs so that at each level within the tree, the most expensive path can be eliminated until the organization is left with the optimal path. Location of distribution centers. Part of network configuration is determining the best locations for facilities such as DCs. The goal is to minimize total distribution network costs while meeting targeted customer service levels in terms of both availability of inventory and desired delivery lead times. Total costs can be impacted by both inbound and outbound transportation costs. In general, DCs that are further from the manufacturers will have higher inbound transportation costs. DCs that are further from customers will have higher outbound transportation costs. However, inbound transportation costs may be lower if less expensive shipping methods can be used. This could include both use of less expensive modes of transportation, such as locating your shipping port or rail line, as well as the use of bulk shipping methods, such as shipping by full truckload rather than less than truckload. Outbound transportation could be to another DC, for example, still in bulk but in assortments for the new region, or to a retailer or customer. The last leg of these trips needs to be minimized in distance, as shipments in smaller quantities will be less efficient and cost more. However, it is the total of these costs that needs to be minimized. To find optimum locations, planners use different methods that minimize the combination of transportation and distribution network costs while achieving customer service goals. Methods for determining where to place distribution centers include the factor rating method, the center of gravity method, location break-even analysis, and the least cost per lane method. Factor rating method. The factor rating method evaluates potential DC locations using a combination of qualitative and quantitative factors that are each given a priority weighting. Each site is assigned a score for each criterion. The waiting times the score is used to produce a weighted score, and the weighted scores for all criteria are summed. Sites with the highest weighted scores in total might be put on a short list for more detailed analysis, or the top scoring location might be selected. Criteria may include labor costs, labor availability, facility costs, relative transportation costs, robustness of the transportation market, availability / quality of necessary transportation infrastructure, for example, freeways, access to shipping ports, other government infrastructure, for example, adequate police protection, and so on. There may also be consideration of tax rates or government incentives, as well as available amenities and quality of life for employees. Note that weighting systems work well when the weights are percentages that must total to 100%. Otherwise, too many things may be set as high priority. The factor rating scores should be on a consistent scale to enable comparability. Minimum scores may be established for certain criteria set to a particular standard. Center of gravity approach. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the center of gravity approach as a methodology for locating distribution centers at approximately the location representing the minimum transportation costs between the plants, the distribution centers, and the markets in order to maximize revenue. The center of gravity method is a coordinate-based system that plots each customer or retail location on a coordinate map or grid. The x-coordinate is horizontal, and the y-coordinate is vertical. Overlaying the coordinate grid on a map results in a set of xi coordinates for each location. The center of gravity method is weighted based on shipping volume. The best location for shipping to all of these locations will be pulled closer to the heaviest volume. Exhibit 7-9 and Exhibit 7-10 show several customer locations along with their centers of gravity based on the volumes provided. Exhibit 7-10, Center of Gravity Map. To calculate the center of gravity, you calculate the X and Y coordinates separately using the following formula. The center of gravity coordinates are also calculated for this example. Note that in some cases, the center of gravity will be in a nonsensical location such as a body of water or a mountain range. The suggested location would be modified to the closest viable location with good shipping lanes and so on. In this case, the largest city in the location, 12-8, is Frankfurt, so this is selected. More complicated versions of this model will add other factors such as locations of suppliers and also replace shipping volume with weight shipped, for example, ton. And shipping rate, for example, ton mile. This will require an equation that is a bit more complicated, but the results are still a suggested set of coordinates. Location break-even analysis. A break-even analysis can be used for many purposes, one of which is distribution center location selection. After determining the fixed and variable cost for each location, this analysis determines the shipping volume that would be needed for a given location to become the lowest total cost option. Often there will be a crossover point. For example, if demand is less than 2,000 units per year, then location X will have the lowest total costs. But above that level of units, location Y will be the lowest total cost. This will be the case when one location has higher fixed costs in total but lower variable costs per unit, for example, a highly automated facility, while the other has lower fixed costs but higher variable costs per unit, for example, a basic facility with more laborers. The differences in fixed and variable costs per location may also be due to regional variation, such as a low-cost facility in the countryside with longer shipping routes, higher variable cost, versus a city facility with high rent, a fixed cost, but lower shipping costs. The decision will then be based on strategic forecasts of the level of shipping volume over several years. Least cost per lane method. The least cost per lane method is used to determine which distribution center to draw inventory from based on which shipping lane can satisfy store demand at the least cost. The following steps are used to calculate the least cost per lane. Step 1. Determine the item's monthly forecast and the breakdown per customer. Step 2. Calculate the delivery cost per customer from each distribution center. Step 3. Extrapolate the data to determine the least cost distribution center, taking into consideration capacity constraints on distribution centers/vehicles.